It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Here's Aaron Boone to lead off. His first at bat of the game. There's a fly ball deep to left. It's on its way. There it goes. And the Yankees are going to the World Series.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Inside the 1 o'clock hour on The Fan in New York. KM to 2 a.m., you heard? Let me double check something here. No, not the Mets score. The Mets definitely lost. They're not out of it, though. You know, it's the worst loss of the year, Volume 10. But Glizzy Izzy says you gotta believe. The Rally Pimp says you gotta believe. Jose Iglesias says you gotta believe. Man, Grimace says... you gotta believe. Hawk Tua Girl says you gotta spit on that thing. Oh, that's different. That's not the slogan. That's her slogan. That's not the Mets slogan. She threw out the first pitch, but that's... I don't know why my mind even went there. It's getting late. Loopy on a late night. So now some scores are final. And some Dodgers fans lined up at 11 a.m. for a Shohei Ohtani bobblehead, stayed there all night. And the Dodgers win. So even though the Stankies find a way to lose back-to-back games to the Washington Nationals, who are one of the worst teams in baseball, they just seem to be all right. And I think they know this. They know that the Orioles right now are facing the Dodgers. The Orioles haven't been able to rip off any win streaks. So when you look at the standings, when you wake up in the morning as a Yankee fan looking at the standings, all is well. All is fine. The Yankees are still in first place. The Yankees still are a game better than the Orioles. The Orioles lose to the Dodgers. They could lose tomorrow, lose their series. 888-808-1019. But for me as a fan, I guess I want more. I want more. I said, that's what my son does. My son, I hand him a handful of Cheerios. He eats them in 15 seconds. He says, more, more, more. You get greedy as a fan. You get greedy. You want to win every game. You want to win the division. You want to have the number one seed, but they don't share the same urgency. They don't share the same decision-making. There's Mets fans calling that are going to say they shouldn't have put Edwin Diaz out there in the eighth inning. They should have left whoever was out there. Phil Maton out there. Last call said they should have left whoever was out there. Out there. No. Mendoza went to his closer. Went to the guy with better stuff, played the matchup, whatever, and ends up he's not able to get that last out. The bases are loaded. You face Corbin Carroll. You don't just give up one run. You give up all four runs. Chris is in Bergen County. Chris is on The Fan.
Hey, what's going on tonight?
Not much, Coach. I got about 50 minutes here. I'm going to take these Mets calls. We're going to talk through this thing and see how people are feeling about the season, about the series. David Peterson on the mound. Still can take the series.
You know what? Wait. I'm a Mets fan. I'm conditioned that, listen, it's, what, August 29th? Season's over. Just like it usually is. High school football starts in the state of New Jersey tomorrow morning. So, we're good.
Yeah, football time.
What
just
else is
turn
there
the
to
page.
Talk about?
Football, are you ready for some football?
Yo, let's just go. Let's rock.
It was fun. It got you through the summer. It got you to fall to football.
Well, that's what Mets baseball is. Mets baseball is April to August. That's it. We turn the page in September, and we play football. That's what we do.
That's tough.
If you're a Mets fan, you're not looking to go to postseason because then that screws up everything else. So it is what it is.
Well, you got the rosters expanding. They're going to bring up Luis Angel Acuna.
It doesn't matter. It's not going to change anything. We're still going to suck. It doesn't matter. Just like when we played trumpets last year, or I'm sorry, 2 years ago. Okay, and the season was over. It was the same thing this year with Hakua Girl. Season was over right there.
It is incredible how many little themes. Just every year, there's always something that stands out to, like, you know, illustrate the, like, moment or the time or whatever it was. Like, that Timmy Trumpets thing now
Timmy
with
Trumpets
Grimace. Like
2 years ago.
Those Grimace shirts in 10 years, people are going to be like, why do you have a Mets shirt with the McDonald's character?
Yeah, no. It's a Mets thing. It's all right, though. Listen, I ain't mad at him.
Right.
It is what it is.
You got the right mentality. It is what it is. You're not mad about it. You're ready for some football. Chris, you're the man. Thanks for the call, Coach. 888-808-1019. You got to be lighthearted about it. You got to laugh. It's got to be water off a duck's back. Just moving on. Seasons change. It is what it is. We're going into the fall. Start getting your hoodies. Start getting ready to watch football. Figure out your TV setup, your fantasy team. We're doing fantasy drafts. Baseball's over. And as a Yankee fan, I was just in the Rico Bronya chat. And in the Rico Bronya chat, they're like, you know, Keith's talking trash. I'm like, no, I'm not talking trash. He's like, they're like, your team lost to the Nationals. I said, yeah, my team also lost to the Mets. My team was swept by the Mets. Like, the Yankees aren't any good. I'm not saying that the Mets are any good. Keith McPherson, how are you in this chat and live on air talking at the same time? I can multitask. I can type and talk. How are you listening to Evan talk right now about Edwin Diaz and listening to me talk about Edwin Diaz? Brendan is out in Queens on the Fan. Go for it, Brendan.
Keith, what's going on?
Yeah,
first time calling, a long time listener, man.
Thanks.
I'm really happy to be on. I just got to ask, man. Like, when is the conversation? Are we going to have the conversation, Edwin Diaz? Maybe we send him down. We got to look elsewhere. But then again, we have nowhere else to turn to. And I'm a diehard Mets fan. Grew up Flushing, Queens. Been a Mets fan in my entire life. Dad's a diehard Mets fan. I just can't understand it. That would have been a big team win. You know, we were down 4-0. We come back. You know, Starlin Marte plays small ball in the sixth inning, gets a bunt, steals a base, gets brought over to third, and then gets the nice slide to take the lead, and then we just blow it, you know? And I don't think Diaz should have went out. I don't care about the matchup. I don't care about anything. That he shouldn't have came out. He's been showing all year his morale is shot. He had the mental health stuff when he blew the game in the Marlins a couple months ago. Like, he should not be out there. Anybody but him.
Yeah, but, a caller did mention the mental health, and I remember he was crying in the club, and there was something with that. And that's tough because you already gave the guy 100 mil.
Yeah. What about Soto? What's going on with Soto? He goes back to Washington, the place he won the World Series, and he can't get a hit?
Terrible homecoming. People online were like, yo, don't blame this on Soto. What are you talking about? He didn't do anything in this series. He started the series off tipping his cap, getting a standing ovation, and he proceeded to do nothing. It must have been, some type of shock. Like, wow, look at how far I've come. This is where I came in as a baby. This is where I came in as a kid. I remember being at Yankee Stadium when I didn't know who he was. He hit two home runs his first game in Yankee Stadium. I'm like, who the hell is this?
Yeah, they got to figure it out. I don't know. I don't know. They got to figure it out. Maybe bring up Dominguez. I don't know. They got to do something. But
thanks for the call, Brendan. I'll say this with Edwin Diaz. It has been a rough 2 years since he got paid. I remember the Mets, as soon as the World Series was over in 2022, paying Edwin Diaz. And then he gets hurt in the World Baseball Classic. I remember watching that game in bed thinking, no way. He didn't even celebrate. It was the Puerto Rico versus DR game. And Puerto Rico celebrated like they won the world. Like that game won the World Championship, the World Baseball Classic. He didn't even celebrate. They just were jumping on him, and then he's hurt, and it's like, bro, what is it? I don't know if they could do scientific experiments. They could have an FBI investigation on what it is around the New York Mets. It's like inevitable to end up like this. Even in a year this year where I, like, you could say I'm a troll, you could say I'm a hater, I'm a baseball fan. I watch baseball and I look at the difference in how they cover certain teams and certain stories. I remember being on MLB Network 2 years ago saying that the Mets were the story of the year, but since they're the Mets, nobody wants to believe that they're going to get it done. And I said that before they ultimately crapped out in the first round at home against the Padres. This year, as a Yankee fan, Yankee fans couldn't say a damn thing to Mets fans. I was in there when they smacked us, when they were partying in the Bronx. I saw Mets fans telling Yankee fans, sit down, shut up, what now, nothing to say, and we were all quiet. But there were Yankee fans that were like, this is their World Series, just give it time. There were Yankee fans that were saying, just wait on it. This doesn't mean anything right now. Give it a few weeks, this will fizzle out. Yeah, they got hot for a couple months, but it's a long season. And there's still a month left in the season, but when you lose games like that, that game happens just two games after the last game that you blew. It's like, if this is how they're going to play, the reality is starting to really hit you in the face that they're not good enough to be a postseason team. 888-808-1019. My guy Mark is out in California on the Fan. What you got, Mark?
What's going on, Keith?
You know, talking to the people in the Rico Bronya chat, and Evan just ended the podcast, so now I can focus on this show.
Well, it's so fitting, too, because could you imagine the scenario? Yanks squeeze in, right? And they play Minnesota in the first round. This is the first year that the inconsistent Yankees get beat by Minnesota.
No, I don't want to live in that world. Last year was the first year that the Minnesota Twins took the season series from the Yankees, and that pissed me off.
Right.
My son was born. My son was born on the night that the Twins put up like 8 or 9 runs in the first inning. I'm in the hospital. I closed the MacBook. Like, I'm not watching this.
And Yanks actually almost came back in that game, too. So, but, I mean, still, it's just they lost. I think it was like 9-7. Judge stranded, I think.
It was a hot April night. It was April 13th. It was like 88 degrees that night. And I was like, these guys aren't serious.
Let me break it down a little bit here in this Washington series. 3 for 34. What am I talking about?
I mean, runners left in scoring position. You're talking about the heavy hitters: Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton.
Aaron Judge's single, I think, I forget what inning it was in today's game, was the only RBI that Stanton, Soto, and Judge had.
Yeah, can't have that.
10 strikeouts, 0 runs, 5 hits. 5, count them. I mean, it was just, dude. You know what I mean? And don't get me wrong. I was talking to a buddy of mine where, to me, the greatest Yankee in terms of just overall, like the captain, right, will always be Jeter. I mean, Jeter just he encapsulates the Yankees, even in terms of the playoffs.
Sure. And now, for our age, growing up, watching Jeter's entire career, the way he carried himself, absolutely, the way he was clutch, the way he played, yeah.
Right.
But if you took off the pinstripes and just looked at the player, Judge as a player versus Jeter as a player is not close.
Now, what does Judge have, or what does Jeter have that Judge doesn't?
5 rings, TWTW, the will to win, the clutch gene for sure. Judge got up with bases loaded. What did he do? He grounded out. That is,
right,
you know,
but no, I'm not even talking championships because obviously Judge is not even going to hit to the five. No one.
He's got the dog in him as well. Jeter was a dog. He had that fire in him, that competitiveness in him, and it was infectious. Where the whole team
but the
knew.
Playoffs though, like Judge just doesn't hit. Every single time I see Judge come up with bases loaded or runners on the corner.
Yeah, we're gonna find out in a month. We're going to find out in a month and some change. I can't wait to see it because, man, as much as I've praised Judge, everybody's praised Judge this year. The numbers and the single season he's putting together is incredible.
If he has another bad playoff, man, we're going to be
forget about it.
He's hitting 60 bombs.
Absolutely forget. If he hits 200 and doesn't come through in this postseason and the Yankees are one and done in the wild card round to the Minnesota Twins, we will not hear the end of it.
Now, moving forward with if they can get past the wild card, let's just say, right, if you play Cleveland in the playoffs, I think it's a little different than that series where they took two out of three, right? So you play Cleveland, you can beat them. You definitely can beat Minnesota. Now, going up against Houston, who this Houston team is just like the Yankees. They just don't really scare me, but they still got Yandy Diaz, who kills the Yankees. You still got Altuve. You still got Alex Bregman. These guys kill the Yankees, right? The one thing that the Yankees haven't had is Jazz and Soto. And Soto actually raked in the playoffs. The one time he did go to the playoffs, he did rake.
Yeah, killed the Astros.
So, right. And so that's the thing is like you have those two guys, right? So outside of really Cleveland and Houston, which we've seen the last two couple, you know, playoffs, that's who they normally run into. It should be the Yankees in the World Series.
It should be. And that's why it's going to really burn this year if they play like they just showed us they could play against the Detroit Tigers and the Washington Nationals.
Houston's beatable.
Of course they are. They're running Ben Gamel out there right now. Ben Gamel is one of their better players.
Right.
And they just got him from the Mets, but the Yankees wanted no parts of him. I mean, their pitching was decimated. They're lucky to have found a rookie in Spencer Arrighetti and for Verlander to come back and Framber Valdez to still be doing it.
I think they got 35 wins in their last 50 games, right, Houston?
Yeah, they turned it on. They have a lead now over Seattle, and everybody left them for dead. Seattle fired Scott Servais.
But doesn't it feel like, as a Yankee fan, that this Houston team is, like, not as powerful
as
Houston in the past?
We beat them in May when they came to the Bronx. We beat them to start the season down in Houston. But what I'll say, because I've been on record saying this, I don't want to see them. October is different. Right. There's a different smell in the air. They do not fear coming here to New York.
Three I just named.
And you know what those games look like in Minute Maid Park. The Yankees in October can't do a damn thing there.
Jeremy Pena, and he killed the Yankees, and you got
Altuve,
Bregman, and
Alvarez, Bregman.
Like 9,000 home runs. Oh, my God, man.
They'll get Kyle Tucker back for that. How long is Kyle Tucker out?
Kyle Tucker, too, yeah. Oh, my gosh, man. Yeah, he has a couple big bombs, too. So it's just, you know what I mean? But I feel like with Jazz and Soto, it's a little different. If you got those two guys, you got the clutch hit that obviously we haven't seen Jazz. And that's the thing I'll tell my buddy, man. I'll tell my buddy about him being a Dodger fan. I was just like, listen, your big two, Betts and Freeman, combined to hit like 212 in the playoffs the last couple of years, right? And now you put Ohtani in the mix. He's never been to the playoffs.
Yep.
Right? So how's that going to turn out, right? And so Teoscar Hernandez, in my opinion, has been really their best hitter. What a huge signing.
And he loves the bright lights. He'll have to carry those three MVPs.
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, I'm very hopeful. And, you know, Stanton rakes in the playoffs. He really does. He's been the only consistent hitter.
Gerrit
for the
Cole pitches in the playoffs. Nestor Cortez is a competitor. There he should be fine. I don't want any parts of Carlos Rodon getting a postseason start. Give Stroman the ball.
Isn't it so crazy about Rondon, whatever his name is, because a couple of weeks ago, he strung together a couple of consecutive pretty solid outings.
Yeah, people were saying he had the cortisone shot in his back coming out of the All-Star break and the rest. Yeah, fool me, can't fool me again.
And now all of a sudden he's just, I mean, even Coleman, and that's the thing I was literally just telling my buddy yesterday. I was like, this Yankee rotation is wildly inconsistent. Cole pitched like three games, like 1.12 ERA, dominant, and then just gets destroyed against horrible.
Because when that fastball, I don't know, I think it has something to do with who's catching him, whether it's Trevino or Wells. I know he's had a good start with Trevino, not this last one. He had a better start with Wells.
You notice Wells is, whenever he frames pitches, his glove is just, Wells' glove is a little higher than Trevino's glove.
Yeah, he's bigger than him. Pause. He's a taller guy. He's, you know, he's
right. So I don't know if that might have something to do with it, because I played catcher in like high school, and so framing pitches is obviously, you know, a really important part.
They rather Trevino and his catch framing skills.
I just worry that when the Yankees go up against Houston, when they go up against Minnesota, who Minnesota has, I think, four guys on their team.
They got to get the bullpen really right, too. Mark, they're rolling out Tim Mesa and Tim Hill. And
Tim Mesa was getting praised just the other day, like, oh, my God, what a great pickup.
Hell no. Phil Bickford?
You get rocked, man. You get rocked. Like, it's crazy, man. But the thing is teams are going to run all over the Yankees. That's what I fear.
That, too.
It's just like,
they know they can run on them.
They have the worst defensive stance, man. I remember Gary Sanchez, man. He was the one guy that would just throw dudes out from like a mile, man. Gary Sanchez would have you running 2 feet in front of him. He'd look behind him, and he'd still throw you out.
Long way from El Kraken. Mark, what's your Malik Nabers comment before I let you go?
So I can't stand what he did. I really can't. Like, as a Giants fan, I'm looking at it like, remember when Manny did it and J.J. Watt did it? And you're like, okay, interesting. And plus, the guys that he kind of went after, no one really knew in terms of, you know, if you're a Denver Broncos fan, obviously you know that. But Peyton's a little different. JJ's a little different. But this dude doing it? Why didn't Daniel Jones just step up and be a freaking leader?
Because they've been selling those Daniel Jones jerseys for 6 years. I don't know who has one, but they've been selling them. Listen, this kid now just added another layer of expectations on and off the field. You can't disrespect that number and get a DUI. You can't disrespect that number and have a domestic violence thing. You can't disrespect that number and get caught with some weed or something. Like, you have to be on your P's and Q's, and you got a ball.
Yeah, we already had a guy by the name of Saquon Barkley who we ran out of town, right? Because he just didn't, Giants didn't want to pay him.
I wouldn't say you ran him out of town. He ran out of town. He could have stayed.
Well, I mean, like I'm saying, we disrespect, no matter what you want to say, we disrespected that man. We did.
No.
Listen.
No, you can't pay a running back that. Definitely where this team is. Imagine Saquon on this team with, no, hell no.
Listen, one question before I let you go. Why did the Giants make the playoffs that year? Was it Daniel Jones? Or was it Saquon Barkley? We both know
it was obviously more Saquon Barkley.
Saquon, he took all the pressure off Daniel Jones.
That year they played defense and they outcoached teams and they snuck up on teams. I did the Giants show with Kim Jones that year, and every week they were underdogs. Every week people were expecting them to lose. Their own fans were
they
calling
beat Rodgers. They beat Lamar Jackson.
They beat the Titans week one. Their own fans were calling saying, "Nah, Keith, I don't know what you're talking about. This team's no good."
Dable went aggressive and basically went for two. You know what I mean? And Dable's first year was phenomenal. So it was just like he deserved Coach of the Year. But
now he's gonna have to coach his ass off with this team and Daniel Jones. And Malik Nabers, thanks for the call, Mark. 888-808-1019. We're talking football. We're talking Mets. We're talking Yankees. This is New York. This is what we're supposed to do. WFAN 101.9 FM. Thomas in center reach. Welcome back, Thomas.
Yo, Keith. What is up? I'm back.
You got school? You start the semester? What's the deal?
Yeah, I'm starting freshman year on Wednesday. Next Wednesday.
Congrats, man. I don't envy your position. I used to not rock with sitting in class. I took a lot of credits, a lot of courses, did a lot of books and reading and writing papers and presentations. I do not miss it.
Yeah, but one real quick thing before I get into my football topic. The Mets are like that one Taylor Swift song, "We are never, never, never going to see the wild card or getting back together with the wild card." Never, ever getting back together with the wild card, man. It is.
Yo, Alex, cue that up.
But so that is just, it's unbelievable. But I think I'm looking to talk football. I'm hyped that football season starts next week. I'm so excited. Let's go, Fins up. Even though I don't think they're going to be good this year, I hope they win 9 games at least.
No, they'll be good.
This team.
They'll be good.
This team, but the thing is,
I want to know if Raheem Mostert is going to have another good year. I almost drafted him today. I don't know if he could do it again.
I hope. It's scary to me how that team, we don't really look different prior to the fact that we added OBJ and he's not going to play for the first 4 weeks.
Yeah, he's on the pup
list. I'm a little, yeah, but all right.
I don't care what anybody says. Tyreek is going to be open and they're going to get him the ball.
Yeah, well, first, real quick, Giants, I'm scared. I am terrified for them. I feel bad for them, the Giants fans.
It's going to be rough, bro.
Like, who's their second receiver? Like, they cut Allen Robinson
Wandale,
the other day. Why?
Wandale Robinson Wandale. Is probably their number two wide receiver.
They just kept Allen Robinson, man. Like, come
no,
on.
No, Allen Robinson is cooked. They got Jalen Hyatt. They got Darius Slayton.
Just pull Jose Iglesias. Stay there for the veteran presence at this point, man, because I don't know what the heck they're going to do.
I don't know who their veteran presence is. They don't have one anymore. Their longest tenure guys are Daniel Jones, Dexter Lawrence. They don't have veteran presence on that team.
And that's I'm scared.
Graham Gano is their veteran presence, man.
That's I'm nervous for them. And then the Jets. My dad is a Jets fan, so obviously I'm hoping that they do well just for his sake. But I am
you got to be skeptical. I heard Moose yesterday morning talking about Super Bowl and on paper. I'm like, these are the Jets. They're not winning the Super Bowl. I'll say that clear. The Jets are not winning the Super Bowl. Not this year. Can they make the playoffs? That should be the goal. Yeah. But they are not going to go from winning 7 games to winning the Super Bowl this year. There's too many other established good teams with good quarterbacks, good head coaches.
Yeah. I don't know if I can handle a Chiefs three-peat, though. I don't think I can take it, man.
In the league that I drafted tonight, I was able to get Mahomes when nobody was thinking about taking Mahomes. I got Xavier Worthy, and I got Rashee Rice, and I got Harrison Butker and the Chiefs defense. I'm like, their division sucks. They're going to go against Gardner Minshew and the Raiders. They're going to go against Justin Herbert and Harbaugh's first year.
Who are they throwing to? I have no idea. Quentin Johnson, Ladd McConkey. I think Jalen Guyton is still on that team.
Josh Palmer?
Josh Palmer. I only know them because
Denver Broncos are about to roll Bo Nix out there. The Chiefs could go undefeated.
Bro, I only know Jalen Guyton because I drafted him in a dynasty league last year. That's the only reason I had to pick him up.
Bro, are they going to start J.K. Dobbins at running back or Gus Edwards at running back?
J.K. Dobbins. They're going to do a running back.
The AFC West is for the Chiefs to roll through.
They got a free division. I like Mike Tomlin, so I'm terrified he's going to lose the winning season streak because at the end of their schedule, if you want to pull up, if you want to look at it, they play the Ravens, they play their division opponents tough, but just that end of their
schedule. By then, Justin Fields will be their quarterback, and Justin Fields still can't read defenses, still is not quick enough with his decision-making. Russell Wilson's got the first, 5 weeks of the season. Probably by the time they play the Cowboys, he'll be out. Thanks for the call, Thomas. Have a good semester. I know you're going to hit that right there. That was hilarious, yo. Like, I had to turn my mic off to laugh. Thomas said the Mets are like that one Taylor Swift song. And I don't know any Taylor Swift song. Speaking of the Chiefs, I'm not like that. I'm not a Swiftie. So I don't know what he's about to say. I'm trying to think about Taylor Swift songs. Even right now, I'm like, I can't even think of one to put out there as an example. What song does she sing? Welcome to New York. That's about it. He said the Mets are like that one Taylor Swift song with the wild card. We are never, ever getting back together.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Stuck in traffic and need to vent? Dial the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Okay, this is it. The last little bit I got here. If you want to join the show, call up. Let's get to these calls. I mean, what a night, man. In a bad way for Yankee fans losing to the Washington Nationals. It's just another reminder. As soon as they make you feel good, right, Sunday, back-to-back-to-back home runs, scoring a bunch of runs, making up for the old-timers' day defeat. They go into Washington, Nestor Cortez, Nasty Nestor. The bottom of the order gets it done. They play great defense behind him. Judge robs a home run, doubles a guy up. You're like, there it is. There's the New York Yankees. They're rounding into form. They're looking like a championship caliber team. They're doing all the right things. Fool me, can't fool me again. This has been all year. After they won 50 games, it's just been inconsistency. It's been playing down to their competition, but at least, like I told you before, if you go read that stat on Yankee Stats, they're first place out of all the teams in baseball playing teams above 500. They're 22nd place when they play against teams under 500. So they just need to play better teams, and maybe they'll rise to the occasion. But what they forget is that they're the New York Yankees. They're everyone's World Series. They're going to get punched in the mouth. They're going to get everyone's best shot. And they get neutralized. 888-808. Now, the Mets, I mean, the Mets seem to not be able to put together a win streak. They also seem to not be able to close the door. They hit, and they don't pitch enough. They pitch enough, and they don't hit enough. The rookie manager has been a steady hand, the right guy for the job, but he's made some mistakes with this bullpen. He's made some mistakes with his decisions. And it's not all his decisions. Guys just don't get it done. This is a revamped bullpen. There are guys like Edwin Diaz who are paid in this bullpen to get the job done. You got to put that on them. But it's getting late. There's some 30 games left. The Atlanta Braves don't lose. Padres win a ton. And the team you're facing in the Diamondbacks, they're sitting pretty. And they have it. They came back to win that game. I mean, they were up. Then they lost it. And then they came back and some Mets fans feel like that's the death blow. That's the worst loss of the season, volume 10. It's over after that one because now you're four games behind the Braves. You will see them later, but by the time you see them, that lead could be larger. 888-808-1019. In a week, they're going to kick that football in the air. Kansas City, the Chiefs, who I just was talking about, where I just like I drafted a fantasy team today, and it seemed like nobody wanted players from the Chiefs. I'm like, I'll take Patrick Mahomes. I'll take Xavier Worthy. I left Marquise Brown. I'll take Rashee Rice. They're not going to suspend him yet. They haven't said it yet. Even if they do suspend him a couple, he might get suspended two games, whatever. The NFL is coming up. Parlays, fantasy football, daily fantasy, going to the bar, sitting on your couch, every Sunday watching Red Zone. Like, that's upon us, man. And if you're like me, you just change with the seasons. If you're like me, you just roll into the next. I can't wait for football to start. So let me take the rest of my calls and close this show. We got Mets fans, and we have a Cowboys fan or a question about the Cowboys. Charles is in the Catskills on the Fan in New York.
Yes, sir, Keith. How are you, sir?
I'm all right. You know, just ready for where we're heading with the sports equinox coming up in like October. When hockey comes back, yeah. When basketball comes back, that's the most wonderful time of the year.
No doubt. October is definitely the best month of all time when it comes to sports. And I must commend you, number one, on doing the daytime show yesterday.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Monday and Tuesday, I filled in for BT and Sal on the midday show solo. It was a good opportunity. Never did that before. And, you know, I enjoyed being on Twitch and interacting and filling in for those guys. I wake up every day, and the first show that I watch is BT and Sal.
Yeah, no doubt. And you probably didn't get much sleep with the kiddo and all that, but good job. I just want to touch base and switch gears real quick. I know we're talking a lot of baseball. And don't worry, the Yankees will be there in October. The Mets fans, whatever. But long and short, I was looking at the Cowboys schedule. And yes, I'm the front runner as well. So agreed. And long and short is, I'm looking at the schedule. I'm like, when? I'm seeing 10, 11 wins. I'm seeing 10.
Their over-under is at 9.5. With CeeDee Lamb being signed and not holding out, just the combination of Dak and CeeDee Lamb having another year. They were prolific last year. That offense should be fine. They just signed Dalvin Cook today. That they have enough in the running back room. That defense without Dan Quinn, who I can't stand anymore. I hope they smack the Commanders. Mike Zimmerman getting an opportunity with Trayvon Diggs back. It sucks that Deron Bland is out, but like I think that they have enough to have another double-digit win season. Mike McCarthy was quoted recently talking about, you know, and they don't give him enough credit. They're ready to push him out the door. But he was talking about, I don't know when it's been easy to win 12, 13 games every year. And he's done that. So I think that they may have another year like that upon us. But for Dallas Cowboys fans, we don't care about winning Saturday or winning Sundays, September through December. When we get to January, it's always one and done.
Agreed. And then, you know, with the schedule, I mean, and the NFC East is really weak. You know that. So I don't know how we can't win the East.
They're going to sweep the Giants. They always sweep the Giants. They'll get two wins off the Giants. Yeah, they should sweep the Commanders with a rookie quarterback, even though they have some talent. They have a rookie head coach. I know he coached for Atlanta, but it's his first year there. It's the owner's second year. You know, like they're not going to be ready to actually step on the field and beat the Cowboys. Cowboys should beat the Commanders twice. The Eagles, they'll probably split. They'll probably split, but they have the talent to match up with the Eagles. And I have a sneaky suspicion that the Eagles, they're going to be hurt, and there's also going to be too many mouths to feed. The way that they dropped off last year, there was trouble in paradise. Nick Sirianni is not the head coach that people thought he was. Jalen Hurts is not the quarterback that people think he is. He turned the ball over a lot. So I understand with Saquon Barkley and Devin White on defense and how they drafted again, even, you know, the trades and things. Like, there's a ton of hype around the Eagles, but there's some trouble in paradise. I don't expect them to be a juggernaut. I don't expect them to just roll.
Not even close. Not even close. I believe the Cowboys will own the East. And with that, as long as that stays healthy.
Week one is huge.
The most important ball.
I know you looked at the schedule. They play the Browns. You can't have a letdown to the Browns. I think they could lose to the Browns, though, just based off of that defense of the Browns and the fact that Joe Flacco was able to, you know, get that offense going. But they won't have Nick Chubb. And I don't trust Deshaun Watson. I think he's cooked. I don't think he's even near the player he used to be.
No, Chubb got a little chubby. But anyway, real quick, what do you think about the Jets? Because that's my AFC team.
Yeah, the Jets week one is important too. Whether they win or lose, they have to compete. They have to have a good game against the Niners. And I think if they beat the Niners, they're off to the races. The Niners had a little trouble in paradise as well. Brandon Ayuk holding out. Trent Williams holding out. Christian McCaffrey not really practicing because he's been hurt. Brock Purdy, people still are skeptical of Brock Purdy. Let's see what their defense looks like. I think if the Jets win that first game, they're off to the races. I think the Jets are going to win 10 games too. I think the Jets are going to be a playoff team too. They keep Aaron Rodgers healthy. Their roster is stacked.
That would be a great Super Bowl. Well, obviously championship, but yeah, it would be a really phenomenal.
None of us know. Somebody's going to get hurt.
No,
there's going to be a bad beat. There's going to be an upset.
Billionaire.
Week one and two are preseason. These guys don't play in the preseason anymore. So when they first start to get out there on the field, you know, banging around, anything goes. Any given Sunday, anybody can beat anybody. And that's why we watch. And that's why it's fun to watch Red Zone, the witching hour. That's why it's, It's fun to live bet these games. It's fun to take a team that's a dog to cover. It's, you know, it's the NFL is king. That's why it dominates. Nobody can call it.
I love it. And I can't. That's why the fall is bittersweet. You know what I mean? It's like we lose in baseball, but everything. It's like the weather.
Football drives everything because football starts Thursday. Thursday night football. Once they invented Thursday night football, man, the weeks fly by. Because it's Thursday, you got a couple of days, and then you get college football, then you get NFL football, then you get Sunday night football, Monday night football, and the weeks roll by. Charles, thanks for the call. 888-808-1019. We're a week away from having football in our lives on top of the baseball, so you're not just miserable watching your baseball team. Let's talk to Kevin in Newburgh, then we'll go to Craig in Jersey, and then we'll probably be out. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, what's up, Keith? How you doing, all right?
I'm all right, hanging in there. Tough night for the New York baseball fan.
Oh, no doubt about that. Can Diaz slow down on throwing sliders or not?
Nah, he's in a bad one, bro. Like, he threw 21 pitches, 10 of them for strikes. I remember visibly seeing him kind of saying something to Francisco Alvarez after the Jackson Merrill homer. Maybe he didn't want to throw a certain pitch or maybe, you know, the glove wasn't. I don't know, man. He's got to figure it out. But there is no time to figure it out. It's not like he can get put on the IL or go to the lab or fix. Like, he's got to be on. He's the closer. He's paid to be the closer. He's got to be able to come out and not walk anybody and get that last out.
It's Buto time, man. You got a month left. You just got to switch it.
Yeah, but see, Buto has been so great giving you multiple innings of relief. To put him as the closer, then what do you – I don't know. You can't get that out of Edwin Diaz. Edwin Diaz has nasty stuff, swing and miss stuff where he's supposed to come in and strike guys out and you're not too worried about it. He threw that pitch right down the middle. Like, Corbin Carroll couldn't ask for a better pitch to connect with.
That's a softball. He hit a softball.
Corbin Carroll didn't even celebrate it. The look on it, like the slow-mo look on Corbin Carroll's face was a look of like, you stupid. I can't believe you threw me that pitch.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. It's time. $100 million, it doesn't matter. What would you play? All about the Benjamins? I don't care about the Benjamins. It's time. You got 1 month left. There's no coming back. You got four games out now.
Yeah, Mendy's got to – it's tough because I know Mendy wants to trust him, wants to use him, but Mendy's got to learn from that situation and think about it. You can't have Edwin Diaz giving away games. There's no more games to give away. You can't afford it.
You know, the offseason, he's going to have to learn to throw another pitch because Hawk Tui girl ain't spitting on that ball for a slider. And the sticky stuff, can't use the sticky stuff
that
anymore.
That too. Sticky stuff helps you get a different kind of grip throwing. I don't know, man.
That's why he was using it, because he couldn't get his slider done. That's why he was doing it.
It's just always something. Man. That's what I'm saying, bro. It makes no sense how it's always something that unravels on the Mets. If it's not him, it's something else. It's like, you need this guy. This guy was lights out. They were comparing this guy to Mariano Rivera. His entrance,
absolutely.
The whole thing a couple years ago, it was a foregone conclusion that the game was over when this guy came in. He was a revelation. And now here we are.
He's not a revelation this August. He's not going to be a revelation this August.
No, he's a problem. He's a problem now because that's a game that you fight back. You get home runs. You get enough runs where it's 5-4 in the eighth inning. You got two outs. You got to be able to come in and get that last out of the inning.
There's 29 games left.
Give them a chance to add on some insurance runs in the ninth in the ninth inning. Instead, you suck the air out of the building. You kill the hopes of the fans, and you absolutely take that game away from the rest of the team. There's nothing anybody can do in that dugout after you give up a grand slam.
And I'm ready for the NFL. Don't get me wrong. I'm ready for the NFL. But, you know, I am a Giants fan, so it doesn't look too good for me either there. So, you know, I need this.
Fantasy football, man. Thanks for the call, Kevin. That's what I'm saying. Like, all right, I'm a Dallas fan. I'm not looking forward to this season because I know ultimately how it's going to end. I'm not even wearing my gear. I literally saw my stuff in the closet today. I'm like, I'm not putting that stuff on. I'm about to order all NFL merch. I'm about to rock the shield like Rob Lowe. I'm about to rock the shield like Roger Goodell. And I'm going to root for my fantasy teams. And I'm going to make parlays every Sunday and probably every Thursday. Same game parlay on every game and hope that I cash out and not even trip off of the team that I chose as a kid. Because I'm a grown man, dog. And these teams that I chose as a kid are stressing me out in my old age. Last call goes to Craig in New Jersey. Craig, what's up, man? You're on the Fan.
Not too much, Keith. I love the show. I'm a diehard baseball fan, sports fan before, and fan of my team. I've had it with the Mets. Like, sir, I can't do this. I mean, I'd be better off being a Jet fan or Giant fan. I mean, they take two steps forward and then four steps back. What sense of winning two games if you're going to lose three games? At the end of the day, they'll score eight runs in one game. Oh, look at that. The next game, they get shut out. So if you want to make money when they score eight runs, bet on against the Mets the second game.
Somebody called me and said that one night. And I like the way that they – I watched that game yesterday because with the timing of the Yankees game, it was a three-hour difference, right? 6:40 start, 6:45 start, 9:40 start. So I'm like, let me watch the beginning of this Mets game. And like I said, before they could score a run, the Mets were up 8-0. So that gives you a feeling like, yo, we are battling and beating – the best team in the wild card right now, we might sweep them. We might take the next game tomorrow and take the series. And you had it. You actually had that game today.
The bullpen is atrocious. I mean, Diaz is not even, couldn't even wash Mariano Rivera's car. Forget about the car, the tires. Like, it's not even, and I'm a Met fan, I'm a sports fan. Like, it's, when you look at this team, if you look at the last 20 games since the June, they'll score 16 runs or 12 runs in one game, and then the next two games get shut out.
Pete Hoffman will say, save some for tomorrow. He said that multiple times. Save some runs for tomorrow. You're putting up double-digit runs. We're going to need some for the next game.
It's demoralizing as a Mets fan to, like, even when he came into the game, I'm driving around doing whatever. I turned the radio station off. I knew he was going to somehow screw it up.
You didn't have faith
and
in him.
Between him and Nunez the other day, you walk people. What's the mother of all screw-ups? Putting people on base. When you put people on
Mets,
base for free,
they walk people at an alarming rate, bro. That's one thing that's going to really sting at the end of this year. You're going to think about how much you gave away, how many opportunities you just, here you go, take your base. Here you go, take your base. Like, guys in the bottom of the order, like, you gotta get those guys out. Corbin Carroll is the leadoff hitter. You cannot walk the bottom of the order.
Two home runs to the leadoff hitter. I mean, let me get this straight. I'm not putting the guy down. He's not a Francisco Lindor. I mean, where he should be hitting 40 home runs at a leadoff spot.
Corbin Carroll struggled all year. He's batting .225.
That's what I'm saying.
He was hitting under .200 for a while this year. He's just starting to find it.
These are games you, with them losing these games like this, you can say, well, you know, at the end of the day, they got games against Atlanta. Okay, and if my aunt's name was Tom, she'd be my uncle. Okay? At the end of the day, it really doesn't matter because if you're nine games back by then and have four games against Atlanta.
It's an impossible task.
Really don't come.
Yeah, you're four games back. The Atlanta's 8-2 in their last 10. I went down and watched them. They play a brand of baseball where they find a way. They won. I went and watched the game Friday. They won on a walk-off error. And it's funny.
And they're missing half their team.
Yeah, it's funny because they don't even have Spencer Strider. They don't have Ronald Acuna Jr. They don't have Jared Kelnick, who was playing well for them. They don't have, I'm probably forgetting somebody else, Austin Riley. But they still, as a collective, find a way to win.
They find a way to win. And that's what this team, if they played like they did in June, in September, this next month,
I almost knew it was too good to be true. The way they were hitting in June, it was like it came out of nowhere. Thanks for the call, Craig. Yeah, you know, the thought that I had before I took the call from Craig, like, as a grown man, dog, you got to really wake up and look yourself in the mirror and think about the decisions you made as a child. Am I going to let the decisions I made as a child affect me as a grown man today? Or am I going to just find a way to enjoy things and watch sports and bet on sports and find the joy in it? All right, hopefully I entertained some people tonight, got you guys through. I mean, Al's coming through next. Al Cintron, you Mets fans, call him up. You guys have your therapy session. I'm out of here. I'll see you same time tomorrow. Good night.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN, New York.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.